And you were one of four people from Timmins who ran the Boston Marathon yesterday?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I was.
Big question. Why? Are you crazy?
That's funny. Yeah, that's. I think there's a lot of people that probably question that. But no, for us, well, for me, anyways, speaking for myself, I enjoy running, and you know what? I've always enjoyed running. Boston is kind of that mecca of for runners, right? So it was really really cool to actually come and run it here. It's it was quite the achievement, and I'm pursuing as well my sixth stars, my six majors. So this was my fifth star. So I had to come and do it.
Wow. What are the other five?
So there's Chicago, New York, Paris, Berlin, and Tokyo.
And let me guess, Tokyo is the only one you haven't done yet.
Tokyo, I was supposed to run last March, but with the COVID situation and stuff. So I'm registered for next March. So I'm hoping that next March.
How did the run go yesterday?
You know what? It's a beautiful course. Very hilly, hillier than I expected. And yeah, I mean, it was great. The fans, it's crazy how many fans are out there, and they are so loud, man. It's insane. But as far as the run, it kind of took its toll on me. It was a very hilly course, and it was a very warm day as well. And a few little mishaps too at the start there. But overall, it was a really great experience. And I feel very privileged to be able to actually have ran it. It's one of those races.
So you did complete it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got my medal here.
All right.
I don't know if you see that.
Yeah. Do they give you placings? Like, where did you place?
Oh geez, I didn't even look at those stats, to be honest with you.
You're just happy with finishing it, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. Like, there's 30,000. There was over 30,000 runners yesterday running this thing, and you know, starting in Hopkinton, and you know, starting, and you see all of these runners. It's like, and you're seeing them down the road and the rolling hills and stuff, and it's just an amazing visual effect of runners just moving forward, you know, in unison. So it was really cool.
So I guess that, along with the crowds all along the route, really pushed you on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was really struggling, you know, the last part of the race, and, you know, I don't even know how I was able to actually run that last mile, because, I had to walk for a little bit. And, that last mile though, with the people on Boylston Street, oh my God, there was no walkers. They were just running.
Okay. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm sore, you know, with everything that went on yesterday, those rolling hills and those things. I'm a little stiff, and but you know what, that's nothing. That's fun.
Yeah. And you got to celebrate. You've already sent me pictures of you and the other guys having a beer at Fenway and being at Fenway Park already.
Yeah.
So that was a celebration, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. The after party, these majors typically have an after party attached to them as well. And just so happens here in Boston, it ended up being at Fenway Park. So we got to go into Fenway, and we couldn't walk the field, but we were in the bleachers, and we got to walk around a little bit and see a few things. And there's some really cool stuff happening there yesterday as well. I mean, I'll post a video later there with some human bronze statues that were actually moving and doing some baseball moves, and it was actually really interesting. It doesn't sound interesting, but when you're visually looking at it, you're like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me about the other three in your group. There was Danny and Darcy Bernay, who I've kind of known tangentially since they were babies. I worked with their mom a long time ago. And who was the third one?
Yeah, third one is Corey McGee. So Corey, all three of them had amazing races yesterday. You know, Corey's been training really hard, and it really showed yesterday. He just totally crushed Boston here yesterday. Those rolling hills were nothing for that guy. I'm sure at the end he still looked fresh as a daisy. But Corey's been running now. He's done several marathons, and I have the privilege of running with Corey every once in a while as well. And great guy, musician as well, and he's pretty passionate about running and taking it very seriously, so it's really cool. Danny and Darcy Brunet. I've only really met in the last year. Funny story is last year when we, like, both Corey and I ran Le Petit Trains Nord in just north of Montreal near Mont Tremblant, and that was our qualifying marathon. So we had a great race there, but the same day, the Brunet brothers were actually in a race. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Halliburton or the Muskoka. There was a marathon, anyways, happening on the Ontario side. And that morning, they actually qualified for Boston as well. So we all four of us qualified at the same time for the Boston Marathon. So ever since then, we're like, oh, okay, man, this is going to be cool.
Do you
We've
train
been sort of
together?
chatting. And me and Corey train every once in a while together. But Corey and not Corey, but Danny and Darcy, I don't really see very often. The timing just doesn't work very well sometimes for us. And you know what? These are young guys too, a little younger than I am. So they go a little faster than me. So it's hard sometimes to coordinate training schedules with everyone.
How old are you, Mark?
What? I'm 50.
You're 50. Wow.
I am 50.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah, and I know
yeah.
Danny and Darcy would be like 37 or 38 if I.
Yeah, they're definitely in their
Yeah,
30s.
okay.
Yeah, probably mid-30s. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Oh, what do
Yeah.
you do for a living?
I actually own a business called Borealis Fresh Farms. So we grow indoors year round. We've been working diligently in the last 4 years there to get traction with that and build their experience and their capabilities and being able to grow a multitude of produce. So yeah, so
Okay.
that's where my focus is.
Yeah.
That
That
and
and
running.
running. Yeah. Do you have anything to add about the race and about your experience in Boston? Anything?
Yeah, just that it is considered the mecca of running, and people have mentioned that in the past, and I got to experience that firsthand yesterday. Well, actually, for the last couple of days, the people of Boston are so welcoming, and they cheered us so loud. It's crazy, like the Wellesley Tunnel, the screaming tunnel they call it there. It was nuts running through there, and I think my eardrums were affected, but it was really cool and a lot of support, a lot of great signs as well, on the side of the road, supporting the runners, and got to meet a lot of folks as well. Got to meet a lot of six-star finishers too this race. So the people at Boston was their actual six-star, and yeah, that was very. Well, for me, it was very, very special to meet some of these folks that have done that journey, and got to speak with a few of them. I had supper with one of the guys who got he got his medal yesterday, so got to hear his stories. And he's from the UK, and yeah, it was just fabulous. So just got to meet a lot of new friends as well, and so I really loved the experience.
Excellent. When do you think you'll get to run Tokyo?
We're running Tokyo the first weekend of March, 2023.
Okay. We'll be in touch then. You keep me in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Go Jays.
Yes. Actually, something too I wanted to say, did
Sure.
we ever get a lot of support from the people at Timmins as well? Like all four of us. We got so many well wishes, and it's insane. We got a lot of so we got a lot of people actually sending us some really good wishes and stuff like that. So that was really that really helped us as well. Knowing that everybody was watching, or a lot of people were watching in Timmins,
Yeah.
made us move too a little bit. So that was kind of cool. Just wanted to add that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
No problem. Thanks,
Safe
bud.
trip home, and yeah, we'll be talking again.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
Cheers.
Mark. Take care.
Bye bye.